第55到67节。伊丽莎白的产期到了，就生了一个儿子。邻里清楚听见主向他大施怜悯，就和他一同欢乐。到了第八日，他们来要给孩子行割礼，并要照他父亲的名字叫他撒加利亚。他母亲说不可，要叫他约翰。他们说，你清楚中没有叫这个名字的。他们就向他父亲打手势，问他要叫这孩子什么名字。他要了一块写字的板，就写上说他的名字是约翰。他们便都稀奇。撒加利亚的口立时开了，舌头也舒展了，就说出话来称颂神。周围居住的人都惧怕，这一切的事就传遍了犹太的三地。凡听见这人都将这事放在心里，说这个孩子将来怎么样呢？因为有主与他同在。
Good morning. So we don't have a lot of time for sermon.
今天前面祷告和唱的时间用得太久，所以变成正道的时间有点减少。
So we have to be done by everything in like in 15 minutes, including the.
Let's aim at 20.
Okay, all right.
一般来讲。正常是只剩下15分钟的时间，既要正道还要领圣餐。我说，那我们给自己20分钟吧。
So in the Gospel of Luke, there are two stories very intertwined.
在路加福音里面有两个故事，互相纠缠，故事实际上互相影响。
And so when you go home, your homework is to read Luke chapter 1 and 2.
你回到家，我给各位的做功课作业是去读路加福音第一章和第二章。
So in the Luke chapter 1, there are two visions. Angel comes and talks to two different people.
路加福音的第一章就有两个人分别见到主的天使，给他们带来异象，预告他们将会发生的事。
So one person, his name is Zechariah.
其中第一章里面，其中一个听到神的使者是撒加利亚。
He's an old man.
他是个老年人。
And the angel tells that Zechariah, you and your wife will have a son.
天使出来跟他应许说，撒加利亚，你跟你的妻子伊丽莎白将要生一个儿子。
And you will give a birth, and the name of the child is John.
你们会生下一个儿子以后，你们会取名他为约翰。
And then same angel goes and talks with Mary.
同一章里面下一半，同样的天使显现在玛利亚的面前。
And tells Mary that Mary, you will have a son.
他告诉玛利亚，你将诞生一个孩子，儿子。
And his name is going to be Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
So Elizabeth, wife of Zechariah, got pregnant 6 months before Mary.
撒加利亚的老婆伊丽莎白，她怀孕的日子比玛利亚早6个月。
And so they were relatives.
他们互相是表亲。
So in other words, John Baptist and Jesus, they were cousin brothers.
所以我们在这里理解到，施洗约翰跟主耶稣基督他们之间是表亲的关系。
And so today we want to concentrate on Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist.
今天我们在谈论等待的时候，我们要谈伊丽莎白，施洗约翰的母亲。
The scripture tells she was old.
圣经告诉我们她年纪已经老了。
Maybe in her 70s.
或许已经70来岁了。
That is why it is a miracle when somebody gets pregnant at that age.
我们大家都知道，如果这样子的年龄的人能够生孩子，真的是个奇迹。
Mary on the other side, she was maybe around 15, 16 years old.
玛利亚当时她才15、16岁左右。
And so here we have two women getting pregnant.
我们看到两个怀孕，天使显现怀孕的女人。
One is old, another is young.
一个年纪已经超乎想象了，另外一个很年轻。
They both must be very confused.
他们为了这样子的怀孕，必然心里非常困惑。
And Mary must have needed a lot of support.
玛利亚也需要非常多的支柱。
And I'm sure nobody could understand her.
没有任何人能够理解她发生在她身上的事。
And the scripture says that she traveled almost nine days from Nazareth to Jerusalem to meet with Elizabeth.
圣经告诉我们，他行走了大约九日，从拿撒勒走到耶路撒冷去探访这他的表亲伊丽莎白。
And so there are four quick lessons we want to learn from this.
我们从这样子的故事之中学到四个教训。
Number one.
第一。
Okay, there is no age limit in God's work.
神的工作。没有年龄的界限。
Turn to your neighbor and says, "Neighbor, there is no age limit in God's work."
请互相跟你的旁坐的人说，神的工作没有年龄的界限。
See, Elizabeth was old.
你看，伊丽莎白已经年纪那么大了。
She must have thought, like, "Do I have any more purpose in this life?"
她或许在想，我的余生到底还有没有价值？
I don't have as much as strength which I used to.
我没有年轻时代的力量，精力。
I don't have a driving license anymore.
我不再有驾照可以开车。
I cannot cook the way I used to cook.
我不能像年轻的时候煮的那样子的那样子长期做一大餐饭。
And some of you might be asking similar questions for yourself.
或许在座你也有这样子对自己的疑问。
Do I have a purpose in God's work?
我在神的工作里面还有能力做吗？
Oh, I don't have as much as money as other people.
我没有像别人一样那样有钱。
I'm not young like other person.
我已经不是年轻人了。
I don't have strength like other person.
我没有力量。
I don't speak like other person.
我不像其他人说话或者有劳动的能力。
When it comes to God's work, dear people of God, there is no limit at all.
当我们在考量神的工作的时候，他没有给我们设置任何的限制。
Elizabeth was invited to encourage and support Mary.
伊丽莎伯在神给她的就是邀约她。来给玛利亚做怀孕的时候的支撑。
The second lesson we learn.
第二个教训。
Focus on people.
专注于人的身上。
When Elizabeth and Mary met for the first time, they were really connecting with one another.
当伊丽莎白和玛利亚他们见到面的时候，他们真的理解到他们的生命之中有互相联系。
They were really supporting and really connecting with one another, how they can help one another.
他们真正的彼此互相帮助，知道他们住在一起那一段时光可以帮助到对方。
And so, dear people of God, as we enter in 2020 in few weeks,
各位神国的子民啊，我们在未来几个月之内就会几个礼拜之内就会进入
I want you to pray that God give me one or two persons in my life that I will really connect with those people.
请各位在这未来这几个礼拜祷告祈求说，神啊，在将来的一年赐给我一个或两个人，让我能够真正跟他灵命和交通上有。
I can really pour my life into them.
我可以将我的生命倾注在那一两个人身上。
I really deeply want to connect with them.
我要更加深入地理解他的生命。
Like Mary and Elizabeth, the way they were connected with one another.
像玛利亚和伊丽莎白，他们在怀孕的过程之中，这样的互相彼此资助。
The third lesson we learn is bless them.
第三个教训是给他们祝福。
The scripture tells us when Mary and Elizabeth met for the first time, Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you, Mary."
我在圣经中看我们这一段故事的时候，伊丽莎白和玛利亚见面的第一句话，伊丽莎白说：“你是受祝福的，玛利亚。”
In other words, he was saying that Mary, I don't understand everything what is happening in your life.
他换句话说，他告诉玛利亚，我不晓得你生命之中发生的所有的一切事情。
I'm sure you must be going through a lot of confusion.
我相信你现在正在面对的一定是很多很多令人困惑的想法。
But I want to tell you that you are a blessed one.
我要告诉你，你是神所赐福的人。
And so, dear people of God, when you meet people, bless them.
各位神国的子民啊，当你遇见新的人的时候，将祝福送到他身上。
Bless you for cooking for us.
因为为我们煮饭，神祝福你。
Helen, bless you for leading us spiritually.
孔传道，因为能够在带领这一个中文堂，而应该受到祝福。
Yeah, Lever, bless you for doing our PowerPoint.
王老师，因为你做灯光音响的工作，神祝福你。
Claire, bless you for playing music for us.
嘉珍老师，因为你为我们带来美妙的音乐，神祝福你。
Bless one another.
互相祝福。
Because there is so much power in your blessing.
因为当你给人祝福的时候，力量是有神的在背后。
It changes people's understanding and their outlook.
那改变了他对所有的事项的看法。
And when we bless people,
当我们将祝福送给别人的时候，
the fourth thing will happen.
第四个教训就发生了。
They will start singing song.
他们就会开始歌唱。
What does it mean?
歌唱是什么意思呢？
The scripture tells when Elizabeth blessed Mary.
这是在读路加福音的这个故事里面，当伊丽莎白一开始给玛利亚祝福以后，
She started to sing a song.
她就开始唱歌了。
And her song is written in our scripture.
我们的圣经里面记载了玛利亚她的歌词，她所唱歌的歌词。
And when you will read chapter 1 and 2 in Luke, you will read that song.
如果你真的回家去读路加福音的第一章和第二章，你就会看到玛利亚所唱的那首歌。
But what it tells me, dear people of God,
但是他告诉我的真实的是教训是，
The song was there in Mary for a long time.
玛利亚的心中早就存在了那首歌。
From the time when she heard the good news that Mary, you will be mother of God's child.
自从天使向她显现说，玛利亚，你会成为神儿子的母亲。
But the song didn't come out.
可是那时她没办法唱。
Because it didn't find a place where it could go.
因为她的歌没有地方可以，没有听众。
And so, dear people of God, when you bless one another.
神国的子民们啊，当你彼此互相祝福的时候，
The deep spiritual song which we all have will have a place to come out.
我们灵里深处的那种歌声就有一个地方有听众可以出现。
The deep spiritual gift you have will come out.
你灵里深处神已经恩赐给你的力量的恩赐就有地方可以出现。
And if it is, if your gift is a singing song, that will come out.
若你的恩赐是真正的唱歌，它就会出来。
If your gift is being generous, that will come out.
如果你的恩赐是你慷慨的精神，那样的精神就会出现。
If your gift is serving one another, it will come out.
如果你的恩赐是服侍彼此，这种恩赐也会出现。
Because you have found a place very spiritual, nurturing, and blessed one.
因为你已经找到了一个地方是可以深深的滋养你的灵命，让你的灵命能够茁壮茂盛的地方，神国的儿女们啊。
And so let's remember very quickly the four things.
让我们记得这四个教训。
There is no age limit.
没有年龄的限制。
Amen.
Amen.
Focus on people.
专注于人与人的关系上。
Bless them.
祝福他们。
It will give them reason to sing.
让他们有理由可以歌唱。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious God, we want to thank you.
恩慈的上帝啊，我们愿意向你献上感恩。
We bless you this morning.
我们向你献上祝福。
We thank you for this morning.
我们为今天这样子的早晨献上祝福，献上感恩。
Thank you for reminding us that there is no age limit.
谢谢你提醒我们，做任何事情没有年龄的限制。
In fact, there is no limit in you asking us to work for your glory.
在你的国度里，作为你的神子民，没有限制。
You have invited all of us to be partake of your wonderful work.
你邀请我们每一个人能够参与你那奇妙的事工。
Lord, open our eyes that we might know one or two people that we can focus upon them.
神啊，打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够知道你将要我们专注在哪一两个人身上。
That we might pour ourselves into them.
让我们将自己的生命力倾注在他们的身上。
And Lord, help us that we will constantly bless them.
让我们能够不断地向他赐出你的祝福。
That Lord, we will bless one another.
让我们彼此互相祝福。
And Lord, when we bless one another, you will help us to sing the songs which you have for us.
当我们能够彼此祝福的时候，神啊，你将我们内心深处灵命里的那些恩赐歌曲，成为可以唱出声音的一切样式。
So the gift, the spiritual gift which we have deep down within us will come out and bless other people.
让我们灵命的任何恩赐都发展出来，在能够服侍彼此。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.
Amen. 现在是圣餐的时间，我们请招待也将奉献的部分拿到这个台前。我们在领圣餐的过程之中，同时就将奉献放进奉献袋里。